We're heading to South Central Europe for our GeoQuiz today. The country we're looking for shares borders with Italy, Croatia, Hungary, and Austria. It's got lots of mountains, but also a sliver of waterfront property right on the Adriatic Sea. One coastal city here is named Piran, P-I-R-A-N. It's noted for its medieval architecture and the narrow cobblestone streets that lead to the town's main square. Tartini Square has been named in honor of composer and violinist Giuseppe Tartini. He wrote this concerto for clarinet and strings back in the 18th century. Can you name, today, this country that's home to the city of Piran and the birthplace of composer Tartini? Well, here's some music to think by. Okay, enough thinking. Fast-forwarding now, from the 18th century to the present, and the answer to our GeoQuiz, the city of Piran is located in Slovenia. And that's the answer. The 15,000 residents of Piran went to the polls on Sunday, and the results in their election for mayor set a precedent. They elected a 54-year-old candidate originally from Ghana, Peter Bosman, as their mayor. Peter Bosman's the first black mayor in a formerly communist European nation, and you can guess what people there have been saying.
Obama.
How did you guess?
It's the big question here, you know. I've done so many interviews today, and everyone asks, are you the European Obama, or, you know, the equivalent of President Obama? Well, I'm flattered by the comparison, but, you know, I can't be Obama. And I'm Peter Bosman, and I stood for election for mayor of Piran.
Well, I do wonder if you played off the Obama effect, or if it was subtle in the campaign or just non-existent.
Of course, because of, I'm a black man, you know, the media sort of started calling me Obama very early on, you know, and I, you know, every time, you know, I had an interview, I told them, well, don't call me Obama because I'm a different person. I have, you know, different qualities. I'm flattered, of course, to be called Obama, but it's quite a different thing, yeah, you know.
You are in a place right now in Slovenia where there has long been ill will against people of other races, and certainly that might be considered part of the Soviet sphere influence, because it's very difficult to be a minority, especially a black, in a place like Russia, even now. Do you think that Slovenia has pushed ahead? Are things different there now?
Slovenia has always been very tolerant to foreigners, and I don't think that there's so much intolerance to minorities or black people here.
Did you have to overcome any kind of racism when you first came as a student to Slovenia way back in the 70s?
Well, that time, yes, you know, because there weren't that many of us here. I think there was a lot of resentment as well, you know. Here there were some foreign students who were getting quite good scholarships, actually, you know. Scholarship comparable to the monthly wages of some workers. And I think that's why they had some ill feeling to foreigners. And especially that time, there were quite a few black foreigners here from the Middle East. I remember that, you know, we would go maybe to a restaurant to eat and we wouldn't be served. There was a couple of times they told us to get out of the place, that they don't serve such people like us. But you know, I must say that's really in the past. And since the 80s and the late 80s, I really haven't experienced any outward racism here in Slovenia.
Did any of it arise during the campaign? The campaign is fairly short there. I think it was only about a month, right?
Exactly. It was about a month. You know, it reared its head maybe just at the end of the campaign when there were some questions about the fact that, you know, I wasn't a Slovenian-born person. But otherwise, it wasn't really a race question, no.
I wonder, back in the 70s, if you ever thought that you would have been elected mayor of a place like this in 2010.
No, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that, you know, I would become a mayor or, you know, or do active politics in Slovenia. And I never in my wildest dream imagined that, you know, there'll be so much worldwide interest in my election.
I'd like to think, and maybe you would too, that it would be just as interesting without Barack Obama having a...
I think so too.
All right. I just have one more question, Mr. Almost Mayor. Because this is our geography quiz and we're very curious about different parts of the world, including where you are in Piran, I know that you're not only going to be mayor, but you're also a doctor, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. What kind of doctor?
I'm in general practice.
And you're also an avid golfer. And I was just wondering if there are any really good golf courses in Piran that our listeners should know about.
Well, we're hoping that within the next 2 years, we're going to build a fantastic course. And when we do build it, your listeners are welcome to come and, you know, try it out, because Piran is a fantastic destination. We have the sea, beautiful villages here. The food is great, and everyone can find something to do here.
Spoken like a mayor who's an avid golfer as well. I see you're putting your power to use already.
Thank you.
Peter Bosman, mayor-elect of Piran, Slovenia, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.